go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm happy to be here today. Today, we're going to dive into a little bit deeper into some social media strategies that you can use to either build yourself or build your brand or build your business. These techniques will work for any of the above, whether you're a business owner or not. There's lots of things that these will help you with. We had a show back in December, I believe, and we talked a lot about why social media matters and why you should be involved in it regardless of whether you're a business owner or not, regardless of what industry you're in or not. That episode was very, very well received. So that's why we're going to revisit it today and go a little bit deeper. Today we're going to dive into about a dozen things or so that you can do and should be doing to help maximize your impact on yourself and your business or even your career. It doesn't matter if you're a business owner, it doesn't matter if you're a sales associate, it doesn't matter what you do. Using these strategies and applying them to your social media will help you get farther in your career, whether it's more sales, whether it's more referrals, whether it's new leads, or whether it's simply growing your network and putting yourself out there to connect with like-minded people or any of those sorts of things. So let's go ahead and dive in and get at it. Well, the first thing that you need to do is to establish your goal or target, if you will. You need to know what you want. Without knowing what you want, you're never going to get it. So when you're writing out what you want, define your goal and be specific. Make sure whatever you want to do is attainable and make sure it's measurable. So say it's I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm simply just I want to try to be an influencer, or I want to try to grow my presence a little bit to connect with like-minded people. Maybe I want to grow my followers on Instagram to this level, or I want to maybe I am looking to get sales or leads or referrals. So hey, I want to generate this much volume in business with direct people that came to me or that gave me referrals from social media. Make sure it's measurable. Measurable typically means a number or a yes or a no, not just a feeling-based thing or a, you know, it has to be able to say, did I attain this goal? Yes. Or did I attain this goal? No. So get clear about what you want, write it down, and then you're ready to get rolling. So after you have your, you know, target defined, you know, what you want to get out of social media, the next thing to figure out is, who are you targeting? Who are you after? Who are the people that I want to read my content? Who are the people that I want to connect with? Who are the people that I want to make my customers? We talked about in some podcasts in the past and just general about a customer avatar and what that entails, about becoming exactly clear about what your customer is, who that is, in excruciating detail. I mean, detail that you would know them better than you know yourself. So it's not simply, okay, I want a male ages 40 to 60 and that's it. You know, no, it needs to go deeper. It needs to go deep into all the things that they do besides maybe the things that you're trying to sell them. It needs to go into where they hang out, what kind of groups they're a part of. Do they have a family or not? Are they married or not? Do they have kids or not? All those sorts of things, and go very, very deep into, you know, who they are as a person and what they like and what they do. The better you get to know them, the better that you will be able to find them. So now when you're finding your target audience too, is you need to think about it like as if it's yourself. It's like if you're describing simply one person. So you don't have to think about it in groups or whether there's people out there, how many people are out there with those traits. Really just dive it down to, hey, what is my perfect customer? What's the ideal customer? Or whether it's the perfect person that I want to connect with or all those sorts of things. So basically your description would dive into it and it would go something like, hey, it's a my perfect customer, he's a 43-year-old male. He's married. He has two kids. He has a dog. He likes to hunt. He drives a truck. He enjoys a particular kind of, you know, he enjoys country music. In his spirit, he may work for himself. He may be an entrepreneur. And you can go even deeper and deeper and deeper. And so that your avatar basically could be describing just a single person. That's very, very, very important to get clear. So the next thing you do is after you figure out kind of who the person is or what type of person that you're going to go after, is you got to figure out where they hang out at. So that may make an impact on your choice of what social media platform you want to choose. And to start with or not, like I always tell people, generally for most things, start out on Facebook, perhaps maybe Instagram for some people and things and industries. But a lot of that will depend on what your avatar contains, who your person is, where you find them. So, okay, so you have your target defined. You have your avatar picked out. You know who your person is. You know which platform you're going to start with. Doesn't have to be one, but you could start with one or start with multiple. Each operate a little bit differently. But so if you're in them already, hey, no big deal. Jump into a bunch. If you're not, you might want to start with just one. So once you have those three things down, then you want to take and put together a game plan. You want to say, okay, what are the things I'm going to do? Okay, what are the types of posts I'm going to make? What kind of a theme am I going to set out there? May also entail, hey, what hashtags will I use? Am I going to focus on some events or anything like that? Or am I simply just going to focus on just daily stuff or, you know, just really get your focus down and get a plan together of how, you know, how many posts you want to make, what they're going to entail, and again, focusing on your customer avatar of who you're going to actually talk to. After that's done, then you'll be able to actually take that data and actually set yourself up a calendar. So I like to say, hey, set up a social media calendar. You figure out, okay, this is going to entail of what am I going to post? When am I going to post it? How many times am I going to post a day? And all those sorts of things. Now, this will take you'll have to put something down to start, and there's some general rules you can follow, but this will have to be tweaked. If you say, okay, well, when I post at 6 a.m. in the morning, I get lots of engagement. When I post at 7 p.m. at night, I don't. Okay, well, then you're going to want to put your better content out there earlier in the morning and some of your less rock star content out there at night. You know, you could also tweak that a little bit too, is once, say, you're getting good engagement at 6. Okay, well, let's try it at 5. Let's try it at 7. And let's see if it goes up or down. It's really just about trial and error. And once you get it out there, and you'll find out where your people are. And everybody's different. Every group of people is different. But keep continuing to put things out there at a consistent time on a schedule. The same amount pretty much during every day. You know, depending on who you're talking to and what platform you're posting on. You may or may not post on weekends. You may or may not post at night. But basically, is you need to put that down on paper. Personally, I like to do it a month at a time so I can lay out a whole month. And then I can find the kind of content I'm looking for and kind of write my posts and everything ahead of time. So that way it makes it easier for me rather than doing everything all by hand. Now that kind of leads into, you know, there are definitely a bunch of tools that you can use that will allow you to post across different platforms to set up your posts even a month ahead of time. So you don't have to necessarily go on there even day every day. You know, there's always going to be things that come to you and say, well, you know what, I need to make a post about that. And you could always sprinkle in extra posts by hand. That's absolutely awesome. Some of my best posts are stuff I just write off the cuff and stuff that I just come across in life or lessons that I learn or revelations that I have or things that I learn from customers. By all means, throw those in. But it would be great to have a baseline posting schedule set up and baseline posts already wrote. And then do it ahead of time, whether it's you do it a week at a time or a month at a time or 2 weeks or whatever works for you. But for me, trying to remember to post multiple times a day across multiple platforms, I don't remember. And, you know, typically I will try to write at least one live post, typically on Facebook and Instagram a day. Those are usually my deepest posts, my longest posts, usually long form text and a lot of times with a picture. But other than that, everything else I schedule ahead of time, I find the content ahead of time, and it's pretty much all part of an ongoing plan. You know, with that ongoing plan, it's definitely important to you know, keep the same flavor, keep the same identity, you know, just be who you are as a person or a company, be authentic, and stick to the things that you are and the things that, you know, our part of you accurately. Don't try to be everybody to everything. Now, getting into those long posts that I make, big part of it that's important is, well, you say, telling your story or communicating it like in a real way as opposed to just, you know, a few words thrown down together. Now, the more you can draw people in, the more people you can get to stick with you, and the better engagement you're going to get on those things. That's just an acquired thing if you do one every day, and you'll definitely get the hang of it. You'll be able to pull a story almost nearly out of nearly everything. Now, there's certainly, when you're telling stories, there's multiple different ways you can do it. My favorite way is definitely to do the long form text, you know, along with a picture to grab attention sort of a thing, and try to draw people in. I really don't worry about how well written they are. I really just try to write it in a conversational tone and really try to make it be as authentic as possible. Your authenticity and allowing yourself to go through into your posts as a human being, both through pictures and words, will make people connect with you and or your brand and company that much more. So it's very, very important to let them see you. You know, hey, throw some posts up that of pictures that might not be the most appealing. You know, post about a failure. Post about when things didn't go right. Don't just put all the good, make it seem like it's all just hunky-dory. That's fine too if it is, but we all have failures, we all have setbacks, we all have things that don't go exactly right. Share those just as much. You know, be authentic, be who you are. Definitely embrace your mistakes and make sure that people see you as a human being and not just someone writing this great content. You know, I mean, you can have great content and that's awesome. And even your mistakes can be great content too, but just share it all, share the good, share the bad, share you. The next thing we could talk about would probably be how often you post. You know, every audience is different. Everybody is different. Every people you connect with will be different. There is no magic number. Personally, I try to start with a couple of times a day and go from there. Sometimes more, sometimes less. You know, obviously you post more, then you worry about some of your other posts that you're cutting off some of the reach that they might have had. You know, as far as like, just to talk about some basics as far as when is the best time to post. Typically like Facebook, it kind of varies, but and your audience will be different too. But for as a generality, as an average, you know, usually all day long, and usually tends to cut off about 7 p.m. You know, usually 7 in the morning till 7 at night seems to be pretty good time to post. You do see some bumps like in the morning early before they go and then go to work or whatnot, go to school. And then middle of the day, maybe during a break. And then usually at the end of the day, usually after dinner seems to be a popular time. For whatever reason, as far as days, I'm not sure exactly why, but Thursdays and Fridays, they say statistically, are the biggest days for Facebook traffic. I could see Fridays, you're kind of done with the week, all those sorts of things, but why Thursdays? I'm not really sure. I guess we talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn's another beast altogether. There seem to be statistically middle of the week, Wednesday, with Tuesday and Thursday also being strong. They have a bump in the morning, so from 5 to 8 in the morning, and then from about 5 to 7 at night. So kind of before and after work, thinking, okay, maybe the majority of LinkedIn users are 9-to-5 job workers is from what it kind of seems, but that's just an assumption on my part. And the last one we'll talk about a little bit would be Instagram. Instagram, just, I don't know why, but they're saying statistically, there's a bump most days at 2 a.m. There's a bump between 7 and 9 or so. And then there's bump around 5 or 6. So you're kind of getting the same morning and night, sort of like LinkedIn. But then you have that you know, 2 a.m. bump, which I'm not really sure what's causing that. And then the days are even stranger. So on Instagram, they say the big days are Mondays and Thursdays are the big days to bump. So the interesting thing is across all platforms, Thursday is the most popular day to post, or people are the most active on Thursdays. So that's I find that very interesting. Why? I don't know. You know, how frequently you post, you know, like I say, I'd start out with once or twice a day on Facebook. you know, stories. You can also embrace stories on Facebook and Instagram, and then the once or twice a day doesn't apply. You know, I usually just try to throw some stuff out in my stories I found people interesting. You know, there's posts out there that'll throw every meal they're eating on Instagram and or Facebook stories, and they just overuse it. But whenever I see their stuff, I just scroll right by. You know, unless I know they're like, oh, it's like good content, so not like just pictures of random stuff or random memes or whatever. LinkedIn, they just say about once a day, Monday through Friday. Any more than that is just too much. So, interesting thing we'll talk about along with posting frequency to get the most reach. Well, let's talk a little bit about hashtags. Well, now everybody knows that you know, hashtags can help your posts be found by people for the things you want. And you see varying amounts of them being used. You'll see people that'll load it up with 30 hashtags. Then you'll see people that'll use none. So where's the magic at? Where is the magic? Well, as of now, what they were saying is less is more. And that one or two or three at the most hashtags is what you want to go with. So you will get more reach if you do some hashtags, the most more reach with one, two, or three, with two being kind of where the spike is. And then if you use more than two or three, it's actually going to drop off. So none is bad. More than three is bad. Let's just say, hey, pick the two most popular or the two most relevant. There's lots of, like, I think what they call them, they used to like a hashtag finder, hashtag generator type tool. There's lots of them out there that you can use. You can just do a Google about that. There's a whole bunch of them. So, you know, the other thing you have to remind yourself of is that each social media platform is a little bit different. You know, you can certainly have a similar message, but like they're all like a little bit different and a different tone. There's different things that are good for different ones. Like for example, we didn't talk a lot about Twitter. I don't use that one a lot, but you know, really, you'll see Twitter being more popular for, you know, real time news sort of stuff, where people like trying to interact with each other or trying to get someone's attention. You know, Facebook is more for wide communication, and you definitely have a lot more things like catch on and take off on Facebook. Instagram's kind of the same, but obviously you'll have a lot more you know, pictures, and the pictures that are so much more important on Instagram. Instagram Reels has really taken off too. You know, if you've heard of TikTok, and basically Reels is like their version of TikTok, sort of, you know, short videos, and they're really putting a lot of for whatever you want to call it, behind the engagement of that. So they're definitely, right now, they're still really focusing on getting people to see Reels. So very, very interesting there. It's trying to compete with the success that TikTok's had. And they're varied. So like, you'll get people doing Reels of still the silly dances and whatnot. But for, you'll also have people doing Reels for little tidbits of dropping some educational bombs or whatnot on people too. All kinds of stuff. But definitely check that out. Give that a try. I won't go too much into that now. That could be a whole other hour we talk about, but it wouldn't even hit the tip of the different stuff that's out there. So another thing to think about is how you are making your posts, and whether people are noticing, and that how you are communicating what you communicate. Now, the words are very important, but oftentimes, to catch people scrolling, I have found that I have a lot better luck when I use a picture. So, and it has to be a relevant picture. And the interesting thing is, yeah, you know, I'm not exactly easy on the eyes, but I found that when I have a picture of me doing something, a lot of times it will make a huge difference on the engagement. People will stop and look at it and read the post because there's a picture of me doing some activity on there, which I found quite interesting. I didn't think that would be the case. I thought if I would have like a cool picture of something else, you know, it's some pictures, like, of course, will always get attention. Like if you have like just a beach picture or a sunset or sunrise or those sorts of things. But for me, the ones that seem to really get the most engagement is when I'm in there doing something, whether it's just me or whether it's me and my wife, Katrina, or any of those sorts of things. It definitely makes a huge difference to use your own pictures and use real pictures as opposed to trying to just use stock images. please don't do that. There's so many people doing that, and it just it's not going to get the attention you need, and it's not going to get the right attention. So, you know, I hope this all was beneficial for you. I didn't want to drag on for too long, but I wanted to definitely make sure that we dove a little bit deeper into some of the social media stuff. You know, as always, if you have any questions, like many of you already have, feel free to shoot me a DM, or you can find my email and all my contact info at steveschaubacher.com. If you have any questions, please let us know. Love to dive into whatever topics you would like in the future, so please communicate those to us, and we will do our best to get those on the podcast as soon as we possibly can. Thanks for listening. Again, if you found anything that useful on here and you think anybody else would, feel free to share, tag, like, pass it on, DM people. Let's get the word out and let's help this knowledge reach as many as possible. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.